Hello, and welcome to How Do You Deal With, a podcast hosted by me, Joelle Riding. After 3 years of running my own business, doing the work, and taking aligned action, I have created this podcast to help you create the life of your dreams and become a leader in your space. Each week, I'll be bringing you nuggets of wisdom, new and exciting resources you should know about to make your life easier, and guest experts committed to making you feel less alone in this crazy world. I am here because I believe you are worthy of all the love, joy, excitement, and connection this world has to offer. Not just during the good times, not just during the bad. I truly believe that we can have it all, and when the going gets tough, I'm here to lift you up and surround you with high vibes and great people. Come along as I ask the question, how do you deal with it? Thank you for tuning in. I am so excited you're here. Let's get going. What's up, y'all? Oh my goodness. How are we doing today? I don't know if you guys are on TikTok or not. If you are, today is a bones day. And for those that are not, let me just introduce you to this phenomenon that is absolutely incredible. Right now, there is this pug called Noodle. And it's this pug and this owner. And every morning, he goes and he picks up the pug. And if the pug, like, you know, sits up on his hind legs and stands for the day, it's called a bones day. And it means, like, all right, it's a bones day. Go for that promotion. You know, do the damn thing, get excited, have a great day. And then if you have a no bones day where he picks up the pug and the pug just like flops down, then it's a no bones day. And that means it's like a self-care day and like take it easy and be gentle on yourself. And anyways, today coming at you with a bones day, good energy. It's about to be Halloween and I'm really excited because today I am breaking down some free, some low cost, and some high cost options for those of you that want to get started with a website. So I'm a firm believer that when you are starting out, you do not need a huge multi-page, very expensive, very customized website to get going. When you're starting out, you are just trying to get your name out there, you're trying to build relationships, you are trying to like pull in as much money as possible. So we do not want you to feel like you're not, you know, legit, or we don't want you to get stuck in like perfectionism of like, oh, I have to have a website to get started and to seem legitimate and that people will believe in me. So I think that you definitely should have something, some sort of something up while you get started, but it doesn't necessarily need to be, you know, these super, super highly complicated, amazing sites that you might see on other people's pages because those people are probably ahead of you or in a different spot. So today I wanted to just talk about different types of options for websites and give you options depending on where you are at. So if you are in, you know, the first 6 months up to like a year of having your own business, whether it's like a side hustle or it's full time, I would recommend starting with some free options. So I recommend Canva. Canva has, it's basically super basic, like one page landing page where you can create sections on a page that you can attach a link to, but on the page, you can make things clickable. So this is really amazing if you are just needing a place to like send clients to book a link with you, or like pay for an invoice, send them to somewhere else. Yeah, there's just a button, like send them to your podcast if you have a podcast and it's not making any money yet. So Canva is amazing because it's all about like just links. So that is really like what I recommend it for. And it's also super user friendly, so you can make it look good. And everybody loves Canva. So that is like your first, that is your first option, I would say. The next one, hi Anna, thank you for checking in. So the next option I recommend is also Google. So Google, it's not gonna be super, super like highly designed, maybe not like the sexiest thing, but it gets the work done. And like I said before, messy action is what we're here for. So setting up a Google site is free. You can add in like photos, links. I'm pretty sure, I think it's you can do more pages, but once again, super, super basic and just a good place to get started. It's pretty intuitive. So setting up on Google, I don't know about you guys, but I use Google all the time. So I'm sure you already have a Gmail account or a Google account, and it's easy to set up a website through that. And then lastly, for another free option, I would recommend MailChimp. MailChimp, once again, is going to be like landing pages. So you have the option to create maybe a landing page that has the ability to capture emails. So, you know, for starting out, that may be really highly valuable to you guys. If you offer a freemium, if you offer like a discount, some incentive to like take in people's information, grow your list, all the good things. MailChimp is great, and you can do like a good amount of customization on it. So if you want something a little more customized that can also capture leads, then definitely MailChimp is your go-to. If you want something that looks really good, but you just kind of need links, then Canva is your go-to. And if you want like truly like a basic website with information on there, some photos, you're not, you know, too pressed about how customize it looks, then Google is good for you. Next up, I want to talk about low-cost options. And this is what I recommend for people in like their first year to 2 years of business. So I will say, full disclaimer, you are your business owner. You are yourself. You're your boss. So if you are at a stage where you're like in the beginning, like I want a full site, have at it. Like, I hope that, yeah, you do whatever makes you feel good. But I just want to give you permission. If you're someone out there that's like, do I have to like have a huge website to get started? The answer is no. And there are options out there. And so, yeah, it's kind of the reasoning behind this little training. So now I want to talk about low cost options. And typically I recommend this for people who are in their first year or two of business. So I really like to recommend lead pages. So lead pages is super intuitive, easy to like use landing page creator. So it's like $27 a month. You can create as many landing pages as you want, add in like newsletter things, add in links, photos, super intuitive. And I am a big fan of it. It's like been around for quite a while, so you might have heard of it. But yeah, if you need like multiple pages and doesn't necessarily need to be like all on one site, I'm not entirely sure if you can create an entire website on lead pages. I should have looked that up, but I do know that lead pages is great for that. It's low cost. Next up, we have Squarespace. And I will say, if you're going to choose one of the like do-it-yourself website platforms out there, you have Squarespace, you have Wix, you have WordPress, I would recommend that you do choose Squarespace. Wix, I do not like. I do not like recommending it to people. It is not optimized best for web. So Google doesn't prioritize Wix sites, which is really sad because we want your site to pop up higher on Google rankings. We want your site to look good on all devices. And Wix uses something called absolute positioning. And basically, it gives you a lot of freedom to like change sizes, change columns, all of that on the site itself as you edit. But the problem with that is once you get on different devices, different screen sizes, it might not look as good as something like responsive, which is how most website builders are. So if you are wanting to do one of the do-it-yourself, I do not recommend Wix. I recommend Squarespace at least. And then I also don't recommend WordPress. WordPress is absolutely incredible. It is like the OG website builder. It's been around forever. But if you are not tech oriented, if you're not design oriented, if you don't know code, WordPress is going to cause you a lot of headache, I think. I know it did for me when I was starting out, and it took me months to get my website live. But I do love WordPress later on, like when you can hire somebody to create it for you, or if you do feel, you know, empowered and no code and no tech, then yeah, like I think WordPress could be good. But it's just so powerful that, like, in my experience, in your first few years of business, you don't need something that big and customized and like huge like that. And we don't want you to get overwhelmed and quit and just feel like you're a bad business owner or a bad designer. We want you to feel good. So I think that staying away from WordPress, from Wix, and if you do want to pick one of the do-it-yourself, choose Squarespace. The options for that are $12 to $18 a month, super, super affordable. They have a lot of templates. You can also purchase templates from designers. There are so many Squarespace templates in the market that range from like $200 to $700, and you just like plug and play your information. So I really would recommend Squarespace if you want to go that route. Also, another one is Podia. So Podia, if you are somebody that wants to, if you're a coach or an online educator and you want to sell courses, sell coaching, sell webinars, memberships, all of that, then Podia is like my new favorite thing to recommend to people. It is super, super low cost. It's $39 to $79 a month, and it's like just unlimited everything. I feel like they kind of, and you probably have, if you haven't listened, go back and listen to like my best online courses, like live podcast, however you're listening to this. And Podia is just amazing. It's truly, I feel like they took everything about Kajabi and Thinkific and Teachable and they made it better and more user-friendly and just everything that like those other players don't have. So, you know, one of the benefits of being a late mover is you do get to make things better than the other people that came before you. So I think the Podia, if you do want to sell courses, sell, you know, community, mastermind, membership, anything like that, Podia is only $39 to $79 a month, and it's super affordable versus Kajabi, which is way more high price point, and we'll talk about that later. But yeah, Podia is good for that. And then I will mention we have Weebly. So Weebly is another OG, like it's been around forever. It's like back in the day, I feel like it was known for blogging. It's still around. It's still affordable. It's like $6 to $12 a month, whether you want ads or not. It's pretty user-friendly. They use like drag and drop building. And so Weebly is another one that like if you feel like you want to do it yourself and you have an idea of what to do, I recommend Weebly. It's not bad. It's not like the best thing in the world, but like once again, you know, messy action. We're here to take messy action and get things done, and it's affordable. And then lastly, I do want to say, if you're starting out, templates is an amazing, amazing way to get started, especially if you're not entirely sure on your branding yet, on your messaging, on like your unique voice. Templates are a great way to just find something that resonates with you, add in your brand colors, add in your copy, your photos, and you get a beautiful site without having to do all the work, having to do all the design work. It's an amazing way to do that. And right now, I finally have gotten my templates out in the world and I am so excited because I created these templates in the way that felt good to me, in the way that I wish templates existed out in the world, because when I spoke to you all, when I spoke to clients, the biggest frustration or the biggest thing I kept hearing was, one, I really want to work with you, but I can't afford you. And secondly, I have bought templates in the past and then they just sat on my computer. We also don't want that. We do not want you to waste your money or buy a template and then never use it because you either get overwhelmed with it or there's no one holding you accountable or you thought it was going to be good and then when you tried, you're just like, no. We do not want that. We don't want you to waste your money. So that's how I came up with these templates, where essentially you get to purchase a template for a low fee. Right now it's $4.99. It is going to go up to $9.99 in the new year, but you get to purchase it for a low fee and then I will put in your branding. So literally all you have to do is change out the copy, change out your photos, and then when we begin, you're going to choose a launch day and I'm going to hold you accountable. And on that launch day, we're going to hop on the call together. I'm going to walk you through your site, give you feedback if you need it, give you help. And we have accountability. We have support. So throughout, I'm going to be telling you what action items I recommend that you do during the week. I'm going to help you if you have any questions. So these templates basically make it as easy as it can get while also having support and accountability, which I think is like the missing piece in a lot of templates that I see out there. It's just kind of like no touch. You don't get any personal interaction with the designer. It's very passive and that's amazing. But like, yeah, I want to make sure you guys are supported and getting shit done. So I created these. I'm really excited about it. And then once you pay that one-time fee of a template, Then moving on in the future, you'll have a hosting fee of $48 a month, So super low cost as well. So those are kind of some lower cost options if you're in your first couple of years of business. I think that there are a lot of great options out there. So depending on your needs, depending on your budget, what you want to spend, those are my recommendations. Those are the things that I recommend. And if you have any questions about the templates I created, please reach out. We'd love, love, love to talk to you through it and see if you're a good fit. They're not going to be for everybody, but if you're a business owner in your first couple of years, would love to chat with you if you're interested or feel called at all. My last recommendation, my last thing I'm going to talk about is that you have high cost options. So if you are, you know, in your second year to maybe third, fourth, fifth year of business, you might redo your website, you might redo it again. I just know in your first couple of years of business, you are tweaking your messaging, you're tweaking your branding, you're getting more aligned in who you are and who your voice is and not your authenticity. And so you might change a lot in those first couple of years. And I don't want you to necessarily feel like you invested all this money in a big website, and then 6 months down the road, you're like, oh wait, I'm a very different person than I was when I created that. I have to scratch it all, and oh no, I spent all this money, and yeah, we want to avoid that if we can, you know? We can change, and everybody changes at different rates, but I recommend, you know, if you're in your second to fifth year of business, that is a really the sweet spot, in my opinion, of when to invest in a higher price site. So whether you do that through Kajabi, which is $150 a month to $400 a month, depending on what you need. They have different packages, different options. So that's a, you know, a decent price point for somebody who, if you're not making any money yet, $150 to $400 a month is like a decent chunk on top of, you know, other subscriptions, other things that you're paying for. So Kajabi is one option, and then super powerful. It's all in one. A lot of people love it because of that. You have email marketing. You can sell your courses, your memberships, your community. It's very powerful. It's pretty user friendly. And then I am a Kajabi expert. So yeah, if you need support with that, if you need help, would love to help you with that. But the next step and the final thing I like to talk about is a custom built site. So this is going to look different for everyone. You can get custom built sites on Showit. You can get custom built sites on WordPress, on Squarespace. You could do Wix. Designers are going to have different pricing, different packages. But in my experience, most like fully customized, you know, 5-page websites, usually like a home, about, services, like a shop page or a blog, and then a contact, like your standard 5-page website, is going to run you usually like $2,200 to $10,000 plus. So if you are on one of the more like drag and drop website platforms like Showit or Squarespace or Wix or, you know, Duda, which is what I use and my agency uses, then it might be on the lower end, versus if you are using WordPress, amazing like investment and definitely powerful. You're going to pay probably a lot more because it's just a lot more hands-on. People usually need to know more tech, more coding. Truly, like I always say, I have such utmost respect for WordPress designers because it takes years of practice and putting in the work and learning how to edit it and coding, and you can create truly masterpieces from WordPress sites, but you're going to pay more because it's, you know, you're paying for the years that the designer took to learn how to create these beautiful pieces for you. So it just depends on your budget. But yeah, I would usually say $2,200 to $10,000 is what you're going to spend on a fully customized site. And, you know, even more depending on how customized you want, how many offerings, how many pages, how much like customization and you know, tech things you might want to add in. So those are my options. You have free, you have low cost, you have high cost. Depends on where you're at in your business. It's going to be unique for everybody, but yeah, it's usually my recommendation. Sweet spot, if you're go for the free option in your first 6 months up to a year, while you're getting your feet wet, while you're figuring out who you are, you're figuring out your branding, and then switch to maybe like a low cost once you are in your first couple of years of business. And then, you know, if you feel good, you're bringing in a lot of money, you feel confident and aligned in who you are and your messaging, then that is time to switch to the higher cost and truly like have a site that just reflects how amazing you are and where you're headed. I hope you all found this useful. I love talking about this. I love helping people at different price points, different stages, figure out what they need, what suits their best needs. And just know, yeah, if you have any questions ever, here to support, here to offer advice, accountability, anything you need. I appreciate you guys so much. Have an amazing Halloween weekend. I am going out on Friday with my boyfriend. We're gonna be fries and a burger. I'm gonna be fries, he's a burger. And on Saturday, I am going as Elf and like Josie. So it's a Will Ferrell themed Halloween party. Everybody's dressing up as different Will Ferrell costume movie things. And my boyfriend's gonna be Elf, I'm gonna be Josie. And it's gonna be a great, great weekend. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope that you all have a good weekend. I'll talk to you soon.